Dr. Christopher Ng is with SSM Health's Fond du Lac Regional Clinic. He is a physiatrist. Good morning, Dr. Ng.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, somebody's probably going to say, well, he pronounced that wrong. What is a physiatrist?
Yeah, so actually you did pronounce that correctly. So most people actually mistake it for being a psychiatrist. So a physiatrist, what we do is we diagnose the causes of pain and we develop a comprehensive treatment plan to treat pain. So we treat a lot of conditions ranging from musculoskeletal issues such as bone injuries, muscle injuries, joint injuries as well. As a sports medicine specialized physiatrist, that's what I mostly specialize in, but there are other physiatrists that can treat some neurologic disorders and other nervous system diseases that causes pain. So basically what we do is we coordinate with our physical therapists, we prescribe medications, and we perform procedures to help treat patients and to help them get rid of their cause of their pain.
All right. I mentioned that you were with the Fond du Lac Regional Clinic, but specifically you work out of the clinic on Camelot Drive in Fond du Lac.
Correct. Yeah, we're at 421 Camelot Drive in Fond du Lac.
Okay. You mentioned different kinds of pain there. Do a lot of people deal with pain, difficulties from pain?
Yeah, so I'd say there's quite a bit of people in the United States that deal with pain. Approximately 20% of U.S. adults suffer from chronic pain, and about 8.5% of adults experience high-impact chronic pain that significantly limits their daily activities. In addition, 21% of adults report chronic pain, and about 17 million of these individuals experience very high-impact chronic pain, meaning that affects a lot of their daily activities throughout their life, which does impact their quality of life as well.
Okay. As a physiatrist, you're now offering several new services for individuals who experience different types of pain. Let's start by talking about platelet-rich plasma injections. What are these injections and how do they help folks out?
Yeah, so these injections, PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma, and we're basically using the body's own healing products to heal over an individual's injury. So it involves drawing a patient's blood and spinning it down and isolating this PRP. Once we isolate this platelet-rich plasma, we inject it into a joint or tendon where patients have an injury. And the science behind it is, you know, when you cut yourself, you bleed, and then you have platelets that clot your blood, and the platelets tell your body to come bring healing products and growth factors to reproduce skin, and then within about 6 to 8 weeks, you scab over and you get brand new skin. So the science behind it is we isolate those healing products and the platelets, we inject it into a tendon or a joint, and then your body over time sends healing products and growth factors to calm down inflammation and then to also re-heal that area that's injured. You know, commonly in the sports realm, this is used in a lot of professional athletes. One of the professional athletes for the Brewers, Jack Centurio, he was recently diagnosed with a, you know, hamstring strain, and he was treated with a PRP injection as well. So this is widely used throughout both professional athletes and collegiate athletes, but also in everyday people as well.
Okay, I guess Brewer fans are going, all right, so how long is it going to take him to rehab and come up from the minors, right?
Yeah, so that's a $1 million question, and everyone's rehab is different, so I can't say. And also, someone coming back from a PRP injection as a professional athlete is totally different than, you know, your weekend warrior who strained their shoulder getting a PRP injection as well. I would say for my typical patient that comes in, we can expect that they're back to, you know, their baseline or should be around their baseline at that 6 to 8 week mark. But I do not want to speak on behalf of the Brewers here.
Well, yeah, we want them back before the stretch run there. So, all right. What can you share about, is it called Levera? How does that help folks out?
Yeah, so it's called Iovera, and it's a non-surgical drug. Yeah, iovera. It's a non-surgical, drug-free treatment that uses cold therapy, and the fancy word is just cryoneurolysis, to block pain signals from specific nerves. And cryoneurolysis is just a fancy nerve of forming an ice ball around a nerve. The way that it works is that we use an ultrasound-guided needle to find these nerves, and we freeze these nerves with nitrous oxide to form an ice ball around it. And it actually deadens the nerve, and it can last up to 90 days, and some reports even longer than 90 days, to reproduce pain. This is primarily used for knee arthritis. It can be used before a knee replacement or after a knee replacement, and it's especially useful in patients with knee replacements because after a knee replacement, we can't, you know, do any injections or anything like that. And a lot of times we do it as well for patients before they get a knee replacement, to help improve their pain and speed up that recovery process with physical therapy.
Okay, so when I had a hip replaced, I was using ice packs. Is that something similar?
It's something similar to using ice packs, except, you know, ice packs are kind of just superficial. With this treatment, we're able actually to localize the nerve that causes that specific pain, specifically in the knee and in some cases other areas such as the shoulder. So we find the nerve that causes pain, and then by forming that ice ball, really targeting that specific nerve. So yes, it is similar to icing, but it's really localized and, you know, precision-based icing by freezing that nerve and giving you long-term relief rather than just that short-term relief of icing that area.
Okay. I know it helped. So I'm wondering if the iovera might have been a way to go too, but anyway, got through that. Another new procedure that you're offering is 10X. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What can you tell
10X,
us? Go ahead.
Yeah, so 10X, it's a minimally invasive procedure. It's designed to relieve chronic tendon pain when other conservative managements have failed. So it's commonly used for tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, Achilles tendonitis, plantar fasciitis. Basically, anywhere you have a tendon, it can be used. It's often used to treat hip tendonitis and shoulder tendonitis as well. And basically, the way that it works is that, you know, when you have a worn-out tendon, the way that I describe it is that it looks like a broom that you've had in your house for, you know, 10 years, and all the bristles are kind of worn out and irregular, whereas our tendons look like a brand-new broom that you buy from the store when we were teenagers, and as we age, that can change. So the idea behind this technology is we use an ultrasound machine to find the damaged tendon. We make a small incision, and we find that small part that's damaged or worn out, and we have a needle with an ultrasonic tip that breaks up that worn-out tendon, and we vacuum it out. And kind of what I mentioned before was that with the PRP, when you bleed, you have platelets that are released, and your body heals itself over. Similarly, it causes a small amount of bleeding in the area because we're removing tissue, and you get natural PRP that way, and that tendon heals over with physical therapy as well. So this is a minimally invasive procedure that's a faster recovery than traditional surgery, lower risk of complications, and doesn't involve using general anesthesia. You walk in and out the same day, and typically, you know, an appointment is about an hour or so.
Okay, so I've got one on my list I have to ask you about because I hadn't heard of it before. What is jumper's knee?
Yeah, so jumper's knee, that's what we call like patellar tendonitis. So you have your patellar tendon that sits below your kneecap, and oftentimes that can get inflamed, worn out, and just irritated. And it's called jumper's knee because it's most commonly seen in athletes who do a lot of jumping activities, such as volleyball players, basketball players, but it can also happen in runners and basically anyone who's active.
Okay. Well, you've given us a lot to think about. If someone is interested in one of these services that you described, how do they connect with your team? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so there's two ways you can do that. You can talk to your primary care provider to get a referral on over to us, or you can just simply call our clinic to set up an appointment. Our clinic phone number is 920-926-8571.
Okay, very good. I know my brother's having problems with an ankle. Maybe he should have consulted with you guys. So anyway.
I'm happy to help anyone.
All right. Dr. Ng, thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. That is Dr. Christopher Ng, who is with SSM Health and specifically their Fond du Lac Regional Clinic. He is a physiatrist, and he told us what that is this morning and more about the treatments that they offer. We appreciate his time this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.